There must be wonders enough here for centuries of study. The first expedition could only carry out a preliminary reconnaissance. All that it found would be radioed back to Earth. Even if the explorers never returned, their discoveries would not be lost. At the end of the 100 days, Discovery would close down. All the crew would go into hibernation. Only the essential systems would continue to operate, watched over by the ship's tireless electronic brain. She would continue to swing around Saturn, on an orbit now so well determined that men would know exactly where to look for her 1,000 years hence. But in only 5 years, according to present plans, Discovery 2 would come. Even if 6 or 7 or 8 years elapsed, her sleeping passengers would never know the difference. For all of them, the clock would have stopped as it had stopped already for Whitehead, Kaminsky, and Hunter.